overturned government. Afternoon, here's the news in detail. The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka, as measured by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCCR, Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, BNNB, in February 2026, increased to 11,844.63 kwacha from 11,365.09 kwacha recorded in January. JCCR Acting Social and Economic Development Program Manager, Lukwesa Msonda, said the cost of essential food items in the basket rose significantly from 4,604.43 kwacha in January to 5,089.75 kwacha in February, primarily driven by an increase in the price of fruits such as apples and oranges, which jumped from 17.14 kwacha to 46.44 kwacha per kilogram. She has noted that the total cost of essential non-food items marginally declined to 6,754.88 kwacha compared to 6,760.67 kwacha in January, with prices of commodities remaining relatively stable, offering little relief to households already struggling with elevated food expenditures. Ms. Musonda said the increase in the BNNB reflects not only seasonal price pressures, but also deeper structural weaknesses within Zambia's food system, which heighten vulnerability during lean periods and threaten the human dignity of families striving daily to meet their most basic needs.
The increase in the BNNB reflects not only seasonal price pressures, but also deeper structural weaknesses within Zambia's food system that heighten vulnerability during lean periods and threaten the human dignity of families who struggle to meet their daily needs. Social reforms begin the real season, a period characterized by reduced household food stocks, reduced market supply, and higher transportation and distribution costs. These seasonal dynamics typically exert cost pressure on fresh produce and fresh image food. It poses structural challenges such as limited irrigation cover, inadequate storage infrastructure, high post-harvest process, and dependence on rain-fed agriculture.
Lusaka Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Oshimanga is expected to deliver judgment on March 27, 2026, in a matter in which former Kasama Central Member of Parliament Kelvin Sampa is charged with theft by agents and illegal possession of forged banknotes contrary to the laws of Zambia. In this matter, Mr. Sampa, 52, of Meanwood in Lusaka, is facing four counts of theft by agents and illegal possession of forged banknotes contrary to the penal code of the laws of Zambia. Mr. Sampa is also charged with possession of paper or implements for forgery, contrary to Section 351A of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. In the first count, it is alleged that on unknown dates, but between July 27th and September 30th, 2024 in Lusaka, Mr. Sampa, jointly and whilst acting together with other persons unknown, being a person entrusted with $70,000 in cash by Kiniro Fugishima to buy gold on his behalf, stole the said money the property of Mr. Fugishima. In the second count, Mr. Sampa is alleged to have stolen $80,000 in cash belonging to Satoshi Sakamoto, which had been entrusted to him to purchase gold on his behalf. In the third count, it is alleged that on October 9, 2024, in Lusaka, Mr. Sampa had in his possession 110 pieces of forged $100 banknotes, knowing the same to be forged. In the fourth count, it is alleged that on October 9, 2024, in Lusaka, Mr. Sampa knowingly had in his custody or possession 7,622 pieces of light green paper intended to resemble and pass as special paper the size of the United States of America $100 bill. Opposition Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Nembe says cybercrime laws should have no place in the country, stating that such legislation goes against the freedom of speech of citizens. Speaking when he featured on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Dr. Nembe has alleged that freedom of speech in the country has been criminalized by the UPND administration. He said laws that restrict freedom of expression should not be allowed, including the Public Order Act, which he claimed has continued to be abused in the country.
You can pass any laws, but the laws have to conform to the constitutional requirements. And that's why many people were opposed. You can see why many people of goodwill opposed Hakainde cyber crime laws. This is what he wanted to do. I'm the first person to be charged under that, I'm told. These are laws that are made to repress people, to abuse people, to intimidate people, and so on. And they shouldn't be tolerated. Should we subscribe to certain just laws, or we should resist that, we should oppose them? Colonialism was a law. Didn't we oppose it? The one-party state was a law, a constitutional requirement. Didn't we oppose it? Didn't we resist it?
Meanwhile, People's Pact Vice President Kaluba Simuyemba has challenged President Hakainde Hichilema to appoint women to the two ministerial vacancies in the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises next week, noting that women continue to face numerous challenges.
Let's put it, the vacancies of two ministers have been dropped in. On this platform, challenging Hakainde Hichilema to actually appoint women. There are two vacancies right now. He was busy singing about BO7, which is now law. Let him appoint two women next week so that we see serious. Now, coming to what they will do in this election, we are encouraging a lot of women. Going by that yardstick, I don't think we're going to fail to do that. We are going to be very, very near that, or even above that, 50% women.
The National Prosecution Authority, NPA, says it intends to file an appeal against the sentence imposed on Chitwe-based businesswoman Khadija Miguel, who was recently convicted for drug trafficking after being found in possession of 500 grams of cocaine, a serious offense under the Zambian law. The appeal will challenge the leniency of the sentence imposed by the subordinate court. The authority is of the view that the sentence imposed does not adequately reflect the seriousness of the offense. It has noted that drug trafficking remains a significant concern for law enforcement authorities, with dangerous narcotics increasingly finding their way into communities and contributing to addiction and related criminal activity. The authority maintains that sentences imposed for drug trafficking offenses must provide a meaningful deterrent in order to disrupt the illicit drug trade and protect the public. It has disclosed that for this reason, the state will formally lodge an appeal against the sentence. The authority says the matter will consequently proceed to the High Court, where the court will consider the state's arguments regarding the sentence imposed. Publish What You Pay has expressed disappointment over government's announcement that Sinometals